Tonight we're going to be coming from 2 Timothy 4, verses 17 and 18. And I've been assigned the topic of a delivered mentality to win. So I told Mike, I said, that's given me two lessons in one, is trying to define delivered and then having a delivered mentality. But if you look at Paul's life in 2 Timothy 4, his account, I think we can sum that up pretty fast. And so we're going to look at the idea of being delivered and then being delivered with a purpose. Once you realize your purpose for God delivering you, that mentality should be able to sustain you in any battle, in any job, any work, any good work that a child of God should be doing. As long as you have that delivered mentality, you'll be able to win or to overcome. Let's look at our text, 2 Timothy chapter 4. And for context, I'm going to start with verse 16. But on your own studies, you start with verse 1. I do not have time to go from verses 1 all the way down, but we're going to start in verse 16. And I'm reading for the New King James Version where the Bible reads, "At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from," look at this, "every evil work and preserve me." Why? For where? "For his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." So here you see Paul is at the point where he's being, and we can say it this way, he's being persecuted for doing what is right, what is righteous before God. You and I go through what I would like to call limited persecution. Because the Bible would say in Hebrews, "You have not yet resisted unto bloodshed." So we do go through persecution for living right, for speaking what's right, for behaving right, according to 1 Timothy 4:12, in our word, in our conduct, in our love, in our spirit, and even in our purity. As being an example, sometimes we get what I call light persecution from the world. In other words, you stick out, you're strange, they talk about you, laugh behind your back, sometimes to your face, right? But having a delivered mentality, Paul doesn't let any of this bother him. And you see this in verse 6 of our text in 2 Timothy 4. If you start with verse 6, you'll see Paul was ready to do something. Paul is saying, because I have been delivered out of the mouth of this lion, I know that God will deliver me even from this. But wait a minute, Paul, you just said that you fought the good fight. You're being poured out as a drink offering. You're ready to lay down your life. You sound as if you don't believe God will save you from this. Paul has the mentality here of the same mentality that the Hebrew boys had in the book of Daniel. Whether God deliver me from this fire or not, blessed be the name of the Lord. We still don't have to bow down. Here's why. Because Paul knew that deliverance is not just about being delivered from physical harm. Deliverance is about, even if I should perish in this physical body, even if I should die this physical death, I have a home prepared for me. And the things that God has prepared for those who love his appearing, they're not worthy to be compared with anything we go through in this present world. That's a delivered mentality. But how did Paul get this mentality? Because he had seen God's deliverance firsthand. Now let's look at where Paul got this deliverance from. Paul not only was delivered, but he was delivered with a purpose. In Acts chapter 26, we're going to start at verse 14 and read down to verse 18. In Acts 26, beginning at verse 14, the Bible says, "And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Is it hard for you to kick against the goads?' So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Here it is. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. Why? Why was Paul delivered? To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith through me. In other words, Saul had been delivered, number one, from his own sins. But when Saul was delivered, and you could say on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, repeated in Acts 22, and then told again in Acts 26, you could say Saul was delivered, but Jesus had a purpose. Told Ananias the same thing. Ananias said, I've heard of this Saul. Jesus says, go, because he is a chosen vessel of mine, and he has a purpose. I submit to you this evening that each of us, when we obey the gospel, and those of you who haven't obeyed the gospel, got a message for you too. You just hold on. But for those of us who have obeyed the gospel, we were delivered from something. We were delivered from our sins, but with a purpose. So if you have been delivered, here's question number one. Are you performing your purpose? Saul was delivered for two reasons. Number one, to be a minister. You look up that word minister, it's a servant. Saul was delivered because God needed service. This is nothing new. God has always delivered people to serve him. When you get to Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, Moses goes to Pharaoh and tells Pharaoh, let my people go so that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. In other words, there's a worship, a sacrifice that has to go on. So number one, we're delivered to worship God. That's what a sacrifice is. But when you get to Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, he says the same thing, but he didn't say feast. We always say Moses told Pharaoh to let my people go, but sometimes we don't finish that sentence. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, he says, let my people go so that they may serve me. In other words, the children of Israel were delivered not to go around telling people how saved they were and quote how many scriptures they can quote, but to serve God. This is no new context. When you see that in the life of Paul, you even see it again in the life of David. David had the same mentality that Paul had. Paul says in our original text in 2 Timothy 4, I know that God is going to deliver me because he delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. David said the same thing in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 33 through 37, where the Bible reads, and Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You are a youth and a man of war from his youth. And he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it. I struck it. I delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both a lion and a bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Look at verse 17. Moreover, David said, the Lord who did what? Who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. David knew that he could handle any giant that came his way because he had seen God's deliverance beforehand. And the same was true with Saul. And I like to point out from David, Saul is trying to tell David, you're too young to be fighting for the Lord. Paul tells Timothy, let no one despise your youth. I like to submit to us young people, you're never too young to be serving God. You can tell someone about the Lord. You can tell someone how good God is. Don't use your youth as an excuse. But the same is true for us who may be a little bit more experienced, right? It's never too early. It's never too late to serve God. And when you've been delivered, the mentality you ought to have is there's nothing that God won't see me through. If he can deliver me from my sins, he can give me the strength I need to tell someone else the gospel. He can give me the strength I need to make it through this hardship, to make it through this loss, to make it through this financial hardship, this physical hardship, this emotional hardship. Whatever it is I'm going through, if God can deliver me from my sins, he can deliver me from this too. If you are not a child of God, I submit to you this evening, you've not been delivered. You cannot say that you've been delivered from your sins if you have not obeyed the gospel. That's why in Acts 26, he says to King Agrippa, he says, "And then I was asked, why tarriest thou? Arise and wash away thy sins. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." That's how Paul got his deliverance. And when Paul was delivered, that's why he was able to say in 2 Timothy 4, starting at verse 6, "My time is at hand." Paul says, "But I have fought the good fight. I am ready. I am now therefore ready." Paul, why are you so ready? "Because I've been delivered. And I know what God's delivering power is able to do." If you want to be delivered from your sins, you need to hear God's word. Romans 10:17, you need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You need to be willing to repent of your sins and confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God. Be baptized for the remission of sins, according to Acts 2:38, and rise and walk in the newness of life, according to Romans 6:1-6, and be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10. We have been delivered, but do we have that mentality? Do we have the mentality being delivered with the mentality to win? And when I say win, I mean to overcome. Whatever sin you're dealing with, you can overcome it. Whatever fear might be holding you back from spreading the good news or even just living for God in public, you can overcome that too. In the book of Revelation, it talks about those who overcome. And I had a preacher once say to me, in order to come over to heaven, only those who come over to heaven are those who have overcome while on earth. Do you have a delivered mentality to overcome, a delivered mentality to win? If you have been baptized for the remission of sins, you've been delivered, but somehow you sunk back into that old life, I want you to know that we stand ready to offer prayers on your behalf. Let God deliver you. Not just one time. He's not just a deliverer God of a one time. He can deliver you from all sins, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But you must be willing to confess it. So today, as we together stand and sing, either be a Christian or confess and ask for prayers right now.